Hello, everyone. Welcome to English for You. My name is Mike.
And I'm Angeline.
She's Angeline.
Yeah.
Right there. Angeline, right there.
You know what? You know what, Mike?
What's going on today?
So, on my way to work today,
yes,
I saw at least 3 dogs wandering on the street.
They really?
Were just walking around. They looked like they didn't have a home or anything.
No owners. No one was walking them with like a leash that you attached. Nothing.
They didn't have a collar, which is the thing that goes around their neck.
When we see animals like that, we call them stray dogs or stray cats. That's very sad. Sometimes you do see dogs. I see a lot of cats.
Do you?
There's a family that lives outside in my neighborhood. They seem okay.
Do you feed them?
Well, no, because I live on the 4th floor, but I know people downstairs do because I see empty bowls. So feeding stray dogs and cats, of course, is a nice thing to do, but it's never good for animals to live out on the streets, right?
Something really needs to be done about these animals because sometimes they don't even have food, right?
Right, right. Or a place to live.
No, they don't have shelter.
Or shelter, that's right.
And what's worse is they could actually get hit by a car.
They could get hit by a car, they could get diseases, they could bite people.
Ooh.
And of course, they don't get any love.
No.
And pets need love just like people do. So today, we're going to talk about the problem of stray animals or homeless animals out on the street. Let's check out the article.
Reading.
A new method for dealing with the stray dogs in Taiwan. Stray dogs have long been a problem in Taiwan. In the past, it was common practice to trap the animals and put them to sleep in large numbers. Sometimes, poison was even used as a way to decrease the number of strays in an area. However, these methods were not only cruel, but also ineffective. Animal control officers and animal shelters now use a method called Trap, Neuter, Vaccinate, Release, TNVR. This method was first developed as a means to control stray cat populations. It proved to be very effective in the long term, so it was adapted for dogs. TNVR is a fairly basic concept. First, animals are caught and then neutered so that they can't have more offspring. Then, they are given a health check and vaccinated for diseases, such as rabies. Finally, they are released back to where they were taken. Unlike capturing and killing the animals, which doesn't significantly reduce populations, TNVR actually costs much less. It is also much more humane. The animals are captured and released quickly, so the experience isn't very hard on them. However, this method only works overtime and doesn't remove the animals from the streets. That's where shelters and adoption come in.
Okay, so the first line of our article says, stray dogs have long been a problem in Taiwan.
Yes.
So we talked about stray animals in our introduction.
That's right, homeless animals, animals without a family to love them. Those are strays, yeah.
The word stray is an adjective.
Yes.
The word stray is an adjective, and it refers to animals, like you said, that are lost. Sometimes the ones that are lost are also called stray animals, not just the ones that don't have homes.
That's right, absolutely. We can also actually use stray as a verb. Mm-hmm. To go away from where you should be is to stray. So your parents might say when you're a little kid, don't stray from me in the supermarket, I don't want to lose you. Mm-hmm. But of course, here we're talking about animals that have wandered away or have no home. Stray animals. Okay, back in the article it says, in the past, it was common practice to trap the animals and put them to sleep in large numbers. Yes, this was the way it used to be. The problem, it actually did used to be much worse, so that's good, but this was the common practice. This was what was normally done in the past 10, 20, more than that years ago. They would trap the animals, they would catch them, maybe in a trap or something like that, or catch them in a net if they could chase them. And then sadly, they would put the animals to sleep in large numbers. Now, if it sounds like they're taking a nap, well, sort of, but it's a forever nap.
No.
To put something to sleep, we use this sort of kinder, gentler term to talk about killing animals. Basically, we're killing animals, often for some kind of kind reason. They're old, they're sick, they have no home, something like that. So that's what we would say in this case. It just sounds nicer than kill. But of course, we don't put people to sleep. People would die or something like that. Just with animals that we're trying to end their life in a gentler way. We're putting them to sleep. It's a sad topic.
It is.
Start
Do
crying.
You want some tissues?
So we should go to our shortcut for you.
Oh, no, my God.
Shortcut for you.
Oh my goodness. What's wrong? Oh, it's okay. Take your time.
Thanks. I had to put my old cat to sleep this morning.
Why are you so sad that your cat's asleep? I'm sure it will wake up soon.
It's a little bit different than that, actually. To put something to sleep means to give a sick animal medicine so that it dies without too much pain.
Oh, I see the difference. To put something to sleep means 使动物安乐死。I'm sorry, I didn't even know your cat was sick.
Well, he was very old. I'm going to miss him a lot.
I have an idea. Let's get some ice cream. You can tell me about him on the way. Okay, so...
I'm okay.
Are you okay?
You continue, go on.
Okay. Ooh, I don't know if I can continue.
That's sad,
it's
isn't it?
Get,
yeah.
Well, actually, no, the article's going to get better.
Good, so, good, because we want to help the stray animals. We don't want these poor dogs and cats put to sleep anymore. Let's go on.
Okay, just but before we get into the good, positive things, I do have something sad to say, which is in our article, okay?
Okay.
It says, sometimes poison was even used as a way to decrease the number of strays in an area.
It's not nice.
No. So our first vocabulary word, decrease, D-E-C-R-E-A-S-E, decrease. It's a verb. To decrease something means to become smaller in size or number. The opposite of decrease is increase, I-N-C-R-E-A-S-E, increase. Let's use it in an example sentence, the word decrease. There are more cars on the road since the price of oil decreased.
Interesting.
So they're going to use, so they used poison.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
not nice either. It's a very painful way to
probably
die.
Probably very painful. It's like giving them, I don't know what type of poison they would use, but to make them
rat
suffer.
Rat poison, strychnine.
But pretty much to kill them also.
Yeah.
And then we saw the word stray again, but this time it's used as a noun.
As a noun, right? Adjective, noun, and verb. Okay.
So we can say stray dog. Or we can simply just say stray.
A stray dog. Generally, it's considered to be a dog if you say I saw a stray.
Yeah.
Because that's the most common and certainly the largest animals. However, back in the article, it says these methods, poisoning and trapping and all that stuff, these methods were not only cruel, but also ineffective. So a method is a way of doing something. Mm-hmm. Getting rid of strays by poisoning them and such was not only cruel or mean, it's mean and painful for the dogs, it's also, and this is most important, really, it's ineffective. If there's something that's ineffective, it doesn't work the way it should.
So
all
it's
right?
not decreasing the number of strays, right?
And they're trying to decrease the number of strays. They're poisoning them. But it's still not decreasing the number of strays. The problem is still there. So it's kind of like the dogs are going through all this trouble and pain and bad stuff for no good reason. So why are we doing it? Good question. We're going to find out more after this. And before we move on, we should talk about this interesting sentence construction. The way this sentence is put together is a little interesting. It said the methods were not only cruel, but also ineffective. Basically, what we're saying is the methods were cruel and ineffective. When you're putting two things together like that, you can say, you know, something very directly, they were cruel and ineffective. Or you can make it slightly more interesting by adding them together, but doing it in a different way. Not only, but also. The movie I saw last weekend was not only exciting, but also really interesting. So it was both exciting and interesting. All right, now we can move on with the article. So if the methods they were using were cruel but also ineffective, they had to find a better way, right? You gotta find a better way if what you're doing is ineffective. It's just not working.
Our article says animal control officers and animal shelters now use a method called trap, neuter, vaccinate, release.
Ah.
TNVR.
Okay.
So we'll go into detail about each step of this method, but first let's briefly talk about what each word means, okay?
Sure.
So first, animals are trapped, which means we catch them, and we catch the animals so that they can't escape, okay?
Yes, that's of course trapping. You need to get the animals in a place you can help them. The next thing that they do is a little bit unpleasant, but it's for the animals' health, and it's for our health. They neuter the animals. I can't believe you're making me explain this word neuter. Well, if you've ever been to science class, you know that boys have parts and girls have parts. And some of these parts are different. And some of these different parts are used to make babies. Well, if you remove the parts that make babies, on boys, they're too little, you know, then they can't make babies. That is to neuter something. So the best thing you can do for your pet, unless you're a professional animal breeder and you have like a dog farm, which you probably shouldn't, neuter them, is to remove the ability to have babies. And that actually calms animals down
a lot, too.
It makes their behavior a lot nicer. They won't chew your shoes or pee everywhere and stuff like that. So neutering is basically stopping them from having babies. No more stray animals that can have babies. No more stray animals in the future.
So the numbers will decrease.
The numbers will have to go down because they can't make more. So trap, neuter, vaccinate.
Vaccinate. Ah. Okay. So if you vaccinate an animal, you're doing exactly that.
Medicine.
You're giving them a vaccine. V-A-C-C-I-N-E, which is, like you said, a medicine.
Yeah, basically.
That you put into the animal's body, and it protects them from a disease.
That's right. Babies get it. Human babies get it when they're very young. And this is why we don't get things like smallpox or polio or diseases like that anymore. We're vaccinated against them. So they've trapped it, they've neutered it, they've vaccinated it, and then it's time for freedom!
It says,
then the animal is released. If something is released, it's let go. It's let out of the cage, back into nature, back into the wild.
So they don't actually keep these animals in the shelters.
Nope.
No, they actually put them back out.
That's right. If they can find a home for them, they'd love to do that. But of course, some people can't take them, but it's better to have healthy animals that can't make babies out there on the streets than the opposite.
Yes, and then our article says, this method was first developed as a means to control stray cat populations.
Oh, really? Cats?
Yeah.
Was the first goal. Oh, I didn't know that.
TNVR was first used for cats.
I guess because cats are small and it's hard
to kind of
know where they're going, so it's a little bit easier for them. And because it proved to be very effective in the long term, so it was adapted for dogs. So basically it worked with cats, and someone said, hey, if it worked for cats, we should do it for dogs. But of course, cats and dogs are different, so they had to change it a little bit. That is to adapt. To adapt is to change to fit a new environment or a new circumstance. All right, for example, we could say, I adapted my way of speaking when I talked to the police officer. I said, yes, sir, no, sir, thank you, sir.
Very polite,
eh? Very polite when you talk to the police officer or someone important. You might change or adapt the way you speak. And there we also saw that this TNVR policy was very effective in the long term. It worked very well in the long term. In the long term is just basically a phrase that means over a long period of time. We're often comparing it to something that might happen in the short period of time, and then we're sort of saying, but over the longer period, over many, many years, for example, this is the way it would go. For example, you might not like going to the gym, but in the long term, exercise is really good and important for your body. Yeah, it's true.
So going back to our article, it says TNVR is a fairly basic concept. Our third vocabulary word concept, C-O-N-C-E-P-T, concept, is really just an idea of how something is or how something should be done.
Yeah, right? Basically.
Mm-hmm. For example, parents need to teach their children the basic concepts of right and wrong from young.
Yeah, the basic idea, how it works, that kind of thing. First, it says the animals are caught and then neutered so they can have more offspring. We kind of explain this. They catch the animals, they're funny parts, so they can have more babies. Offspring is just another term for babies or the new generation that's produced by, you know, what people do. So you could talk about children being an offspring. You know, my grandparents had three offspring. I have two aunts and, of course, my mom or something like that. But basically, we use it for animals, especially farm animals, that type of thing. The children of an animal is its offspring.
Okay, and then our article says, then they are given a health check.
Okay.
Okay, so they need to make sure that they're healthy.
Yeah, make sure there's no worms or fleas or things like that.
And vaccinated for diseases such as rabies.
Very important.
Okay, so our fourth vocabulary word, disease, D-I-S-E-A-S-E, disease, is an illness or a sickness which affects a person, an animal, or even a plant. Here's an example sentence. Cancer is a very serious disease that affects many people each year.
Yes, and animals too.
Yeah.
Animals get cancer.
We also learned the word rabies. Right, which is a type of disease, and I think when animals have rabies, they kind of like foam in the mouth.
Well, they get
hydrophobia.
They're no longer to accept water, and it also makes them very aggressive. And a pet with rabies has to be put to sleep. They have to be killed or destroyed. They can't live because they're very, very dangerous. And anyways, let's get back to the healthy animals. After they've been TNV'd, it says finally they are released. That's the R. Back to where they were taken. So if they catch them out in the country somewhere, they take them back to that place because that's where they feel comfortable. They might even have a little hole that they sleep in or something like that. So they try to do it in the best way and the healthiest way for the animals.
So our article tells us how TNVR is different from the previous methods we talked about, which was to trap, to put them to sleep, and to poison them. Okay. It says, unlike capturing and killing the animals, which doesn't significantly reduce populations, TNVR actually costs much less.
Really? So it works much better than the old method and costs less money than the old method. Wow, that sounds pretty awesome.
Our fifth vocabulary word, significantly. S-I-G-N-I-F-I-C-A-N-T-L-Y.
Wow, that's a long word. Fantastic. Do it again. S-I-G-N-I-F-I-C-A-N-T-L-Y.
Good job! Okay, significantly is an adverb, and it means in an important way or to an important degree. If something changes significantly, it makes a big difference.
That's right.
For example, smoking can significantly increase your chances of getting lung cancer.
Right. If you take off the L-Y, of course, you'll have an adjective. Significant. Something important, something you should pay attention to is significant. And we also had another verb there, to significantly reduce the stray population. To reduce is sort of like to decrease. It's to get smaller, to get lower, to become less in number. For example, the temperature will always be reduced during the winter months, right? It always goes down. It'll be lower. It'll be colder during the winter months.
I don't like the cold.
No.
What about you?
I'm not really a big fan.
Okay, going back to our article, it says, it is also much more humane.
Much more humane.
That's the important part.
Very important.
The word humane has an E at the end of human, if you guys can kind of guess.
Human E. Humane.
Human E. Okay. Is an adjective, and it means to treat people or animals in a way that is not cruel and causes them as little suffering as possible. So we're not putting them in pain, we're not being cruel, we're not killing them, we're being humane.
Absolutely. The animals are captured and released quickly, so the experience isn't very hard on them, all right? Mm-hmm. So that basically means they're probably in the doctor's office or the vet's office, an animal doctor we often call a vet, for a very short period of time, so it's not hard on the animals. It's not difficult for the animals. It's not scary for the animals.
Or stressful.
Stressful, right? Things like that. Something that is hard on you is something that's difficult to live through. It's really a terrible, uncomfortable, awful time that you don't want to remember. And of course, if you were a dog and you were kidnapped by these big monkeys and they started sticking things in you.
And cut parts off you.
You'd think, this is horrible. This is very hard on me. Well, if it only lasts for a few hours and they're back where they were taken from, you know, that afternoon, it's much easier on them, right? Hard on someone or easy on someone. These are the opposites.
However, this method only works over time.
True.
And doesn't remove the animals from the streets.
It does not. They can still get hit by a car or other bad things like that. Yes.
If something happens over time, it happens slowly during a long period. So that's what over time means. It's not going to fix the problem right away, but it will slowly and probably surely decrease the number of stray animals on the streets.
There you go. So we might have healthier stray animals on the streets. We might have less or fewer animals in years to come, but there are still a lot of animals out there today who need places to go. And that's where shelters and adoption come in. These are the better solutions for animals. Adoption is basically when you take something that is not part of your family, that was not born to your family, but you bring it into your family. You make it part of your family. You adopt a pet, right? You take that pet into your home and feed it and take care of it and it might sleep in your living room or even on your bed. And people also will sometimes adopt children. If they can't have children or if they want to help out a kid who's got no mom or dad, they will adopt that kid, bring them into the family, and treat them as their own. And this is where kind people come in, or in our article, this is where shelters and adoption come in. When we use this phrase, we're talking about this is the part of the story where they become important, where we need to start paying attention to them, focusing on them, or when they become one of the big actors, one of the big things that is going to change things, all right? So when we're talking about animals out on the street, and now they're healthy and they can't have babies, but what's even better? Shelters and adoption. This is where we start thinking about shelters and adoption, because of course it's better for the pets to have somewhere to live, someone to have someone to feed them, somewhere where they're safe, and a home or an animal shelter is of course that place.
So we've come to the end of our article.
We have. Yes. I feel we've done some good.
We have.
We didn't have to neuter anything to.
No.
Whew, that would have been awkward.
But we do still have our chat question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For You Chat.
Okay, so our chat question is, what might be a benefit of TNVR that is not mentioned in the passage?
Well, that's a good question. I would have to say it's easier on the people as well, because you have to remember that back in the old days, when they were putting these animals down, doctors or nurses, people in the shelters, in the animal hospitals, they had to do it. Imagine if that was your job, killing animals.
Oh, that would be terrible.
Even if you're doing it for a kind reason, even if you're doing it to do good, it would still be a terrible thing to do. And I remember there was a story of a young doctor here in Taiwan, right? And she couldn't take it anymore, she killed herself because of this problem, this job she had to do all the time. Her soul felt, you know, so
guilty,
such pain. So imagine if that was your job. Of course, no one wants to do that. That's not fun. You don't want to have to do that at work. So it's much easier on people too. I'd say all sorts of people, especially the kind people who want to help the animals. Yeah,
that's good. Okay, so stay tuned for our episode tomorrow, because we're going to talk a little bit more about this.
Excellent.
A new method for dealing with the stray dogs in Taiwan. Stray dogs have long been a problem in Taiwan. In the past, it was common practice to trap the animals and put them to sleep in large numbers. Sometimes, poison was even used as a way to decrease the number of strays in an area. However, these methods were not only cruel, but also ineffective. Animal control officers and animal shelters now use a method called Trap, Neuter, Vaccinate, Release, TNVR. This method was first developed as a means to control stray cat populations. It proved to be very effective in the long term, so it was adapted for dogs. TNVR is a fairly basic concept. First, animals are caught and then neutered so that they can't have more offspring. Then, they are given a health check and vaccinated for diseases, such as rabies. Finally, they are released back to where they were taken. Unlike capturing and killing the animals, which doesn't significantly reduce populations, TNVR actually costs much less. It is also much more humane. The animals are captured and released quickly, so the experience isn't very hard on them. However, this method only works over time and doesn't remove the animals from the streets. That's where shelters and adoption come in.
Vocabulary review.
Decrease. The supermarket wants to decrease the amount of food it throws out every day. Adapt. The director wants to adapt one of his favorite books into a movie. Concept. I don't really understand this concept. Would you mind explaining to me more about it? Disease. Patricia has a kind of heart disease, but she takes medicine to keep it under control. Significantly. The temperature has risen significantly. It's a lot hotter than it was last week. Reduce. You can reduce your electricity bills by remembering to turn off the light when you leave the room.